In this week's parsha, the Torah tells us the story about Hagar and Yishmael. The Torah says that Sarah Imenu saw Yishmael being mitzachek, making light, playing around in some way, and she tells Avram that he has to drive Yishmael out of the house, send him out of the house. The pasuk says initially Avram was not happy until HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Kol asher tomer elecha Sarah Shema Bekola, listen to what Sarah tells him. And we know the story that Yishmael and Hagar go out to the Midbar, and Yishmael becomes sick, and the water is used up, and he's about to die, and Hagar gives up. She's misyayish, and she cries until the Malach tells her, Al tiri ki shomei elokim al kol hanar ba'asher rusha. The Malach tells her, don't worry, Yishmael is going to live, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save him, because he judges him ba'asher husham. Ba'asher husham, he's relatively a tzaddik, he's not a rasha that would deserve an onesh of misa. Rashi says, even though Bnei Yishmael in the end will cause Bnei Yisrael a lot of tzar, they'll kill them in a misa of tzama, a misa of tzimon, a thirst, as the Navi Yeshaya describes it. Right now, Yishmael was not a rasha. So because he wasn't a rasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to judge him b'asher husham. The Sifzei Chachamim in Parshas Kiseitza Yesekasha, we know that the Ben Sara Mora is Nidon Al Shem Sofa. That someone who's 13 years of age, there's a certain window, a couple of three months or so, that if he steals from his father and he buys meat and he eats a certain share of meat and drinks a certain amount of wine, he's put to death. He's Nidon Al Shem Sofa, because the Torah says that he has this addiction, he has this taiva. And we're afraid that in the future, if he doesn't have the money to satisfy the taiva, he'll be molested by sabrios, he'll even kill people in order to satisfy his taiva. So the Torah says, Yom HaZakai, Ba'al Yom HaZchayev, let him die as a zakai now. He's Nidon Al Shem Sofa. So, frek the Sifzei Chachamim, if the Ben Sora Mora is Nidon Al Shem Sofa, so why was Yishmael Nidon Ba'asher Husham? He also should have been Nidon Al Shem Sofa. If his Zera in the future would cause Klal Yisrael such tzara, so then he should be Nidon Hashem Sofa, he should have been put to death right now. Says the Sifzei Chachamim, Ben Sara Mora has done an Avera which is going to lead him to his path of Rishis. He's stolen even now. Maybe that Geneva shouldn't warrant an onesh of Misa, there's no Ritzicha to speak of in this context, but the Ben Sara Mora has done a Geneva, and that Geneva might lead to other genevos, and those genevos might include Ritzicha. So because he did an Avera, which is setting him on the path of Rishis, setting him into the process that he'll be a Rosha, that maybe he'll be Chayav Misa, so there the Torah says that he's Nidon Al Shem Sofa. Yishmael didn't do an Avera now. He was Mitzachet. It's not even clear what that Tzchok was. The Rishonim, the Mefarshim, talk about it. Rashi says that Sarah Imenu saw the Gimel Avera Sachamuros do that Tzchok, that they allude to the Gimel Avera Sachamuras. The Ramban and the Sforno have other understandings as to what the Tzchok was all about. But it's clear, Yishmael didn't do an Avera, a real Avera. He didn't do an Avera. He was just Mitzachet. It's just Sari Menu saw a terrible future from this Tzchok. So says the Sifzei Chachamim, because Yishmael didn't do an Avera now, so even though Besofo, he was going to, his descendants would do bad things, but he was Nidon Ba'asher Husham. This is one possibility. I was thinking that maybe we can add another answer to this question. Why is the Ben Sora Mora given that title? So he's called a Ben Sora, he's called a Sora, he's a wayward son. He's off the path. He's off the proper approach. But why is it called a Mora? What does that mean, a Mora? The Sifrei says that the Ben Sora Mora is called a Mora because he's Mora Derech La'atzma. He's Mora. He's guiding himself. He's leading himself in his own path. He doesn't have a Rebbe. He's not kafuf to his parents. He's not kafuf to a mentor, not kafuf to a Rebbe. He doesn't submit to any elder. And that's why there's no hope for him. Because he's decided that he can make all of his decisions in life himself. He doesn't need any elders. He doesn't need other people to guide him. A person who's not willing to listen will never do tshuva. There's no hope for such an individual. And that's why the Torah says that he's Nidon Al Shem Sofa. Yishmael never left Avram Avinu. He never left his father. He still was kafuf to him. He was mitzachet. He wasn't acting properly. But he was still kafuf to his father. He was kafuf to the Rebbe. So there was hope for Yishmael. There was hope that he would do tshuva. And in fact, Chazal said he did do tshuva. In Parshas Chayesara, after Avraham Avinu is nifter, it says Vayikbur also Yitzchak v'Yishmael banav. And Rashi says Mikan sheYishmael also tshuva. Yishmael did do tshuva. He put Yitzchak ahead of him. Yishmael did do tshuva because he was still connected. He didn't stray from Avraham Avinu. He was still connected to him. So in the end, Avraham Avinu was able to bring him back to the proper derech, to the proper approach. From here we see how important it is for a person to have a mentor, to have a Rebbe, to have a guide, to have someone that he's willing to listen to, someone that he's prepared to take musaf from. Because when we have a mentor, that guide, can keep us on the right derech, can keep us on the right path, on the path of Torah and Mitzvahs. Shabbos.